8 Facts That Explain Why the Left is Terrified of My Son Hunter. By Alexander Marlowe on September 7, 2022. My Son Hunter is a hilarious, feverishly exciting film about the current president of the United States and the smartest man he knows. I'm not just singing its praises because this is the first film distributed by Breitbart News. In fact, it's the inverse. We are distributing this film in large part because it is hilarious and feverishly exciting. Of all the striking qualities of the film, Robert Davi's slick direction, the talented cast, the timely election season release, the snappy script, what makes it truly important is the meticulous attention paid by the director Davi and writer Brian Godawa to the historical details of Hunter and Joe Biden's lives. Joe Biden once said, "We choose truth over facts." At Breitbart News, we say, "Why not have both?" In order to fully appreciate the facts in My Son Hunter, we highly recommend you read these true stories from Biden scandal lore. My Son Hunter is available at mysonhunter.com today, September 7, for streaming and downloading. 1. The Biden Five, the definitive breakdown of one of America's most corrupt families. This is a write-up of my long-form interview with Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president, Peter Schweitzer, which took place just after the release of his book, Profiles in Corruption: Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. The book has been called the gateway into understanding not just Joe Biden and the Biden family, but also the entire institutional Democratic Party at this moment in their corruption. The Biden Five is a term referencing the members of the Biden family whose, apparently, corrupt operations center around the big guy himself. As Schweitzer puts it, Joe Biden is the planet around which the moons of his family travel. Some highlights, or lowlights, from the Biden Five. Hunter Biden, before his father became vice president, Hunter was a lobbyist for online gambling companies in Europe. Once his father became the VP, Hunter quickly became flush with foreign capital, acquiring $1 billion in financing from a Chinese state-run bank and finding himself on the board of a Chinese investment firm, Bohai Harvest RST, netting him 10% equity in the company. Needless to say, he lacked experience in China, or any qualifications to hold such a board seat. Aside from, of course, the only criterion that really mattered, his last name is Biden. Since then, Hunter and Joe have become wrapped up in a litany of other personal and legal scandals. Though Joe and his administration have maintained its messaging that there is a firewall between the two men. Frank Biden, Frank underwent a sudden professional switch from real estate to renewable energy once his brother took over the vice presidency. He set up companies in Costa Rica and Jamaica and, shortly thereafter, became involved in deals that were not only renewable energy related and located in the aforementioned localities but were funded by taxpayer-backed loans. One such company also developed real estate for charter schools which received grants from the Department of Education. James Biden, Joe's younger brother, James, worked as executive vice president of Hillstone International, a company that received $1.5 billion in government contracts during the Obama years, including one to build 100,000 homes in Iraq. The president of the company, Kevin Justice, even attended a White House meeting in 2010 with Michelle Smith, a liaison between global government officials and business executives and top aide to Joe Biden as vice president. Valerie Biden, Joe Biden's sister, had managed his senatorial campaigns in Delaware and then later was a benefactor of political donations made to Joe Biden's presidential campaign. She raked in millions. The money was sent to Valerie Biden's communications firms, Citizens for Biden and Biden for President Incorporated. Schweitzer was keen to note that Joe Biden likely needed little help running for a shoo-in safe Senate seat, yet he made certain to involve family anyway and ensure they bagged cash in the process. Ashley Biden, Joe Biden helped the husband of his daughter Ashley, Howard Crane, launch a healthcare company, Startup Health, in 2011. The big guy got Crane a sit-down with President Obama mere weeks after the company's launch. The meeting ultimately garnered Crane a coveted invite to Healthcare Data Palooza, a prestigious joint healthcare summit between the public and private sectors. Later, Crane went on to advise the Biden campaign on its policies regarding COVID. Meanwhile, Startup had investments in companies developing goods and services related to treatments for the virus. 2. Hunter Biden committed a possible felony while buying a handgun and needed the Secret Service to help bail him out. Hunter Biden's brother's widow, Hallie Biden, apparently assisted him with disposing of a firearm by throwing the weapon away into a dumpster behind a grocery store. The weapon then disappeared. Then, the Secret Service inserted itself into the matter, reportedly approaching the owner of the store at which the gun was purchased to seize records of the transaction. The White House denied any involvement in the situation. The weapon, which had allegedly been in the possession of a dumpster diver, was eventually returned. It was discovered that Hunter lied while applying for the firearm, answering no on a question inquiring about whether he had a history of drug use. Not only might this have been a felony for which Hunter went unpunished, it suggests that Joe Biden or someone in the administration might have used their power to protect the younger Biden son from the law. Meanwhile, tightening gun control regulations have remained a flagship issue for the Democratic Party. 3. White House refuses to provide transparency on Hunter Biden's artwork. The White House has consistently protected Hunter Biden in his dealings of expensive artworks ranging from $75,000 a piece up to $500,000, while simultaneously refusing to disclose any information about the anonymous buyers or if there is even a vetting process in place to assure these patrons are actually buying art and not favor. The Biden administration has claimed that Hunter is protected by a veil of secrecy surrounding the matter. The art industry, due to the largely subjective nature of appraisals of each piece, has famously been a market for financial crimes. This fact was even acknowledged directly in a 2021 White House report called United States Strategy on Countering Corruption, though Hunter's involvement in the market was not mentioned. This issue has demonstrated the ever-increasing need for transparency from the administration, but what we have seen is exactly the opposite. 4. Treasury filings confirm concerns about Hunter Biden's foreign deals. Over 150 wire transfer transactions with a value of over $10,000 each were attached to the names of Hunter and James Biden and were flagged as suspicious by U.S. banks. Wire transfers are an essential channel for moving laundered funds, and as such, any transactions over $10,000 are monitored by the IRS to help protect against financial corruption schemes. This is considered especially necessary in cases where there is a foreign party involved. Here, the Office of Foreign Assets Control monitors the transactions, as well. James and Hunter Biden were both paid by Chinese entities and received retainer fees totaling $165,000. Text messages from Hunter's phone also detailed plainly that not only does Hunter say he has paid for everything for the entire family for the last 30 years, but also that Pop, Joe Biden, had been making his family pay him half of their salaries. The Biden administration had proposed tracking bank transactions over $600, ostensibly, to prevent fraud. This provision has not yet become law. 5. Hunter Biden was given a 2.8-carat diamond by a now-jailed Chinese businessman. Investigations into Hunter Biden's taxes revealed that he was gifted a 2.8-carat diamond in 2017 by Yi Jiaming, the now-jailed Chinese millionaire who founded one of the largest private companies in China, China Energy, CEFC. Emails from Hunter's laptop reveal a discussion of a deal with SFC that appears to suggest that Joe Biden was slated for a 10% ownership stake in the company. The story was corroborated by Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, and by Hunter himself, who stated that he knew it wasn't a good idea to take it, meaning the diamond. At the time, Hunter was already the subject of an ongoing investigation into his business dealings in China. 6. Hunter Biden took at least 23 flights through Joint Base Andrews, home of Air Force One and Two. Of the 411 trips taken by Hunter Biden while his father was the vice president, at least 23 came in or out of Joint Base Andrews, where the jets Air Force One and Two are kept, Secret Service records revealed. The revelations showed that not only was Hunter making excessive use of government assets to complete supposedly private business, but there wasn't actually a wall between Hunter and his father when it comes to financial matters, as the administration has insisted. This detail was broken in my New York Times best-selling book, Breaking the News. This story, along with virtually every other scandal involving both Joe and Hunter Biden, received virtually no media attention. The relevant excerpt. According to Hunter's Secret Service travel records, which were obtained by Judicial Watch, He took 411 trips across 29 countries between 2009 and the middle of 2014. That includes 23 flights into or out of Joint Base Andrews, home to Air Force One and Air Force Two. Did any of the journalists who sought to suppress the Hunter Biden story as Russian disinformation investigate exactly where Hunter was going on these trips and with whom? It didn't matter to the people who had an election to win and a public to misinform. Hunter said he never spoke to his father about business. But he revealed to The New Yorker that he introduced his father to his Chinese business partners during an official visit in December 2013. 7. Senior DOJ official confirms Hunter Biden investigation. I'm not going to talk about any ongoing investigation. During a hearing with Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, the Assistant Attorney General of the Department of Justice, Matthew Olson, inadvertently indicated that there was an ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden. During a barrage of questions into the various Hunter Biden scandals that he refused to answer, Olson let slip the fact during a classified hearing with Congress. During the course of the hearing, Gaetz made a point to read out many of the allegations against Hunter and the sources they came from. The strategy seemed to work, as the senior DOJ official repeatedly said. I'm not going to talk about any ongoing investigation when asked about Hunter Biden. 8. Twitter censors New York Post bombshell stories about Hunter Biden. Back when Joe Biden was still a presidential candidate, Twitter censored multiple New York Post articles that detailed important information about Hunter Biden, including his laptop from Hill. The stories, Senate committee investigating alleged Hunter Biden drive, smoking gun email on October 14, 2020, and emails reveal how Hunter Biden tried to cash in big on behalf of family with Chinese firm on October 15, 2020. Both detail email revelations of Hunter's overseas dealings and Joe Biden's potential involvement. Both were flagged by Twitter for being harmful, and the media framed them as Russian disinformation. The reporter on the stories, Emma Jo Morris, has since joined Breitbart News as politics editor. Fast forward to a year and a half later, and even the New York Times acknowledged that the stories were factual. My Son Hunter stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. My Son Hunter is available now for download and streaming. Watch the trailer below, which has already garnered over 4.5 million cross-platform views on social media. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, the host of Breitbart News Daily on SiriusXM's Patriot Channel 125, and the author of the best-selling book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlowe.